So I would like to welcome you to, this is another segment of Soul Healing Journeying Around the World, and this time we are in Greece, in Constantine residence. First I want to acknowledge you and thank you for creating this event for everybody today. I invite you to find a spot in the ceiling where you can just stare at it. Ceiling or on the wall, whatever is comfortable for you to look at. And staring is a game some of us used to play when we were children. And it's really, how hard can you stare at something without blinking? And if you're blinking, that's okay too. Just continue your staring. And one way to know that you're winning the staring game is that whatever you're looking at will start fading. And you can actually see behind it, behind that spot, what's behind it. And it could be maybe you can see the next building or the sky. And if you're having difficulty seeing, just continue staring. And as you do that, your eyes getting heavier. And whenever you're ready, you can just close your eyes and relax. And even if you are not ready, it's okay to close your eyes and just relax. Now we're going to take a series of several deep breaths and slowly release the air. And I invite you to take the first deep breath and slowly let go of the air. And as you let go of the air, start sending relaxation to your forehead, your eyes, your mouth, and your neck. I invite you to take another deep breath. And as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation to your shoulders and your arms. For some of you, sending relaxation will have a sensation attached to it. However you are is perfect. I invite you to take another deep breath. And as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation to your chest and your stomach, if you haven't done so. On the next deep breath, as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation all the way down until you reach your toes. At this moment, make sure you're comfortable. If you're not comfortable, this is the time to adjust your body. And I would like to invite you to the journey today and remind you of the two commitments of the journey. The first commitment is that this is a healing and love journey, and everything you experience should be interpreted from that energy. And the second commitment is that we are going together down the steps, and we're coming back together down the steps when I say the journey is complete. And during the journey, you're free to roam and do whatever you wish. I invite you all to hyperjump to your house or your bedroom and pack a small backpack or suitcase for the journey. Notice what you are putting in your backpack or suitcase, and do it quick. And since we are in Greece today, when you complete packing, I invite you to come and meet me at the Acropolis. And find your way to get there. You can take a taxi, or any other way of transportation that you know. And I will wait for you at the top, at the entrance into the Acropolis Temple. And it's a beautiful day, and the sun is shining. And there might be people walking up and down the mountain. And when you are there, ready to start the journey, raise your right hand. Everybody is there. I invite you to walk around and find a spot where you can just look at the sun and it's comfortable enough to lie down. And let the sun warm your body. And as your body gets warmer, you're starting to feel lighter and to levitate towards the sun. And as your body gets warmer, notice if there is any areas of your body that requires more heat than others and are actually warmer than the other parts of your body. And let them absorb all the heat that they need. And slowly continue rising and levitating towards the sun. And as you rise up, looking at the Acropolis from above, you're starting the conversion into a bird. Notice what kind of bird you have become. And you're welcome to land back down and convert yourself back to human. We shall use this bird later in the journey. And there's an area at the top of the hill that there are 10 steps going down and as we go down there will be doors next to the steps that we will open slowly as we go down the steps. And I invite you to take the first step down, and as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. On the next step, as we go down, behind that door is a safe space. And a safe space is a place in your life where you felt safe. And when we're going to open the door, you're going to find yourself in that safe space. And it could be a house, a vacation place, a bedroom, someone's arms, a mountain, a beach somewhere. Whenever in your life you felt safe. Notice the safe space, and if you're having a difficult time, you're welcome to use this room as your safe space, knowing that any time during the journey, if you choose not to participate, you are welcome to hyperjump into your safe space and wait there for us until we call you to join us. Head back to the steps and close the door behind you and take another step down. And as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. On the next step, as we go down, we're going to open the door, and you're going to find yourself in a beautiful flower garden. where all the flowers you know and don't know exist. And I invite you to walk around and find a flower that represents healing and love for you. When you find that flower, find a way to take the powder of that flower with you to the journey in a small pouch. We will need that powder later in the journey. When you're done, walk around the garden and find a place where you can plant something . Stand in front of it and start generating the energy of love in your body. And generate a lot of that energy. Just cover your body. Notice where in your body it's being generated. Take some of that energy and plant it in the ground. We shall be back later to see what's growing there. Head back to the steps and close the door behind you. And take another step down. And as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. On the next step, as we go down, we're going to open the door and you're going to find yourself in the Amazons in Brazil, and there's a path there that will take you to the local village. For some of you, as you walk in the path, the flowers or the trees will try to communicate with you. If they do so, pay attention to the details of the flower or the branches of the tree. At the end of the trail, you're going to find yourself in the local village in the Amazon. Walk around and look for the special cabin or tent of the medicine man or woman of this village. Their cabin or tent has a lot of feathers outside. go inside and ask them to make medicine for you or your loved one, and also let them know that you will need all the ingredients of the medicine they prepared. We shall be back later to pick up the medicine. Head back to the steps and close the door behind you. And take another step down. And as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. On the next step, as you go down, we're going to open the door and you're going to find yourself in a picture-perfect village. Where the artists of the town are spread all over. Find an artist that you like. Give them something that belongs to you and ask them to make a piece of art for you. Let them know that we shall be back later to pick it up. Say thank you and start heading back towards the steps. You can close the door behind you and take another step down. And as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. We're going to take the last step down, and at the end of the step there is a bench, and you're welcome to have a sit there while we wait for the rest of the group. Ahead of you, you're going to see a church on top of the mountain. And there is a hiking trail to the top of the mountain. For some of you, people or animals will be waiting to hike with you. Some of you, people or animal will join you as you hike, and some of you will hike alone. However you do it is perfect. I will give you time to hike and experience nature. And if people join you, engage in healing and loving conversation with them. And I will meet you all at the top of the mountain. enjoy the nature and the heat of the sun. If you need more time hiking, raise your right hand. By now, we should all be at the top of the mountain. And again, I invite you to find a place to lie down. Surrender to the sun rays and let the sun warm your body. And as your body gets warmer, you're starting levitating towards the sun. Notice again if there are any parts of your body that are significantly warmer than others. And while in mid-air, and as your body gets warmer, you're starting the conversion into a bird. Notice if you are the same bird that you were before, and it doesn't matter. If the bird is not familiar to you, pay attention to the details as much as you can. And whenever you're ready, you're welcome to fly and enjoy the freedom of being a bird. Fly all the way up and all the way down. Play with the wind. And I invite you to start flying up high. And to cross the first layer of clouds. Notice the mist and the fogginess in the air as you cross the first layer of clouds. Right above it, there is a second layer. Continue flying and cross the second layer. continue speeding up. And crossing the third layers of clouds. And you're welcome to cross the fourth or the fifth layer at your own speed. And as you fly up high above the clouds, notice if there's anyone waiting for you on top of the clouds to have a conversation with you. And if there's someone you know, land on the clouds and go engage in healing and loving conversation. If no one is waiting for you or speak to you on a cloud, just enjoy flying. You can explore what is above the seventh layer of clouds. If you need more time, you're welcome to stay there. The rest of us head down. And fly towards the ocean. And I invite you to speed up. And as you speed up, I need you to speed going down towards the ocean. And I invite you to literally dive into the ocean. And with the impact with the water, you're going to become an ocean animal, something that can swim and go down deep in the water. Notice what you have become. And we're heading to the bottom of the ocean. And on the bottom of the ocean, you'll notice thousands of bottles with messages inside them are sticking from the sand. And there is one bottle that belongs to you with a message for you. Some of you will be able to notice the bottle immediately. Maybe there is a light or sign or some sort of knowing this is my bottle. And if you're having difficult time identifying your bottle, request the bottle will float to you. When you find your bottle, open it and be present to the message that was sent to you. You're welcome to take that message with you. And I invite you to start gathering speed and starting swimming up. And as you speed out of the water, you're converting yourself back into a bird. Notice if you are the same bird, and it doesn't matter. And start flying to the middle of the ocean. And you'll notice a volcano from far away, the smoke of the volcano will be visible for you from far away. Start heading towards that island. When you get there, you'll notice the cliffs, the volcano, the waterfalls from above, the tropical forests, and the beautiful shores. Hover above the volcano, and if there is anything in your life, maybe an item or emotion or experience that you would like to get rid of, you are welcome to drop it into the volcano. From there, head to the cliff and land there. and convert yourself back to human and start heading down towards the waterfalls. And as you walk down, some of you can feel the mist in the air of the water. Some of you can hear very vividly the waterfall. On the bottom, there are special healing hot water pools of healing water that's coming deep from earth. Find a pool that is comfortable for you. And if you would like so, you are welcome to go and swim and immerse yourself in the element of those healing waters. And for those of you who are lucky enough . One of the Greek gods will stop by to give you advice as you swim. If they do so, you're welcome to ask them anything you wish. Whenever you're ready, you can walk out, dry yourself, and walk around the island, looking for a place where you can meditate. Create connection to the ground and connection to the universe. And the first thing we're going to do is to check with the Universal Library if you have any spiritual upgrades waiting for you. Notice if something is being sent to you. when you are done, this is the time where you can send to the Universal Library memories, experiences, anything you do not want to store in your body, knowing that it can be stored at the Universal Library, and at any time if you choose so, you can have access to it. Notice what files you are sending for storage. When you're done, this is the time where you're sending all your questions and requests to the Universal Library and requesting knowledge and know-how to be sent to you. Some of you can request your guardian angels to come down and guide you in your journey and provide you with wisdom. However you do it is perfect, and I will give you some time to inquire and play. And whenever you're ready, you can start closing the energetic connection to the universe and to the ground, and start heading back to the top of the cliff. Towards the top, you'll find a tree that has a gift resting at the bottom of the tree, waiting for you. You're welcome to take that gift, open it, and be present to what was sent to you. And you're welcome to take it with you. When you get to the top of the cliff, lie down and let the sun warm your body and And again, your body is getting lighter as it gets warmer. And you start levitating towards the sun. And in mid-air, you're starting the conversion to a bird. Notice if you are the same bird, and it doesn't matter. This time as we head back, the ocean is going to become a big screen TV, and scenes from your past that requires healing will be playing. This is when we use the powder from the healing flowers that we took before. And as you fly above it, take that powder and spray it from above. And notice how the background changed the colors to the color of the flower. You might have more than one scene playing, and you should have enough powder to spray on all the scenes. And I invite you to continue flying, going above all those little Greek islands. As we head to the Acropolis, when you see it from above, you're welcome to land there. And convert back to human. And go to the area where we took the steps down, and this time we're going to take them up. And there is a bench right there, and I invite all of you to have a seat. And whenever you're ready to start climbing up, just raise your right hand. Everybody's ready. And I invite you to take the first step up. And as you take that step, you look behind and you can be present. Either to the view of Athens or to the view of your journey. Knowing that anytime you want to visit, you're welcome and it's available for you. On the next step, as you go up, we're going to open the door. And you're going to find yourself again in that picture-perfect village. And walk around and find the artist that you commissioned to make you a piece of art. And notice what he or she created for you. And you are welcome to take that piece of art with you. And before you take it with you, just really look at it very well and be present to the detail of whatever was created for you. Say thank you and head back to the steps. Close the door behind you. And take another step up. And as you go out, you're being present that everything you experience in this journey should be interpreted from the world of healing and love. On the next step, as we go up, we're going to open the door and you're going to find yourself again in the Amazon in Brazil. Take the trail to the village and go check on the medicine man or woman to see what he or she created for you or your loved ones. And remember to ask them for the ingredients. So you can later make that medicine at home. If the medicine is for you, you're welcome to consume it. If it is for your loved ones, invite them to come and take it. Head back to the step and close the door behind you and take another step up. This time being present to who you are is whole, complete and perfect, just the way you are. On the next step, as we go up and slowly rising, we're going to open the door and you're going to find yourself again in that flower garden. Walk around to the area where you planted the energy of love and notice what's grown there. And again, if you can, you're welcome to take some or part of it with you or the whole thing. Head back to the steps and take another step up. This time being present that the next door, if you open it, and you could choose so or not, will give you a glimpse into the future. You're welcome to open and be present, or just peek and see a little bit. However you do it is perfect. Whenever you're ready, you can close the door. And take another step up. This time when we open the door, you're going to find yourself in your house, unpacking the backpack or the suitcase that you brought from the journey. Notice if anything entered the suitcase without your knowledge. And whenever you're ready, you can head back to the steps and close the door behind you. And from the top of the Acropolis, I invite you to find your way down and either take a bus, a taxi, or any form of transportation. And make your way to Constantine apartment here in Athens. And while you're journeying up here, I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge him and opening his home and his heart, and inviting all of us to participate in this journey. For me to be in my calling, and for you all to be present for what could be possible to you. And whenever you're ready, feel free to walk in. If you sit back on the chair or the sofa, wherever you are, and bring yourself back into this room, and welcome back. While your memory is fresh, if there is any, if you already know those things that you got for yourself and you want to write them down, this is the time to write it down for yourself. Also, that note will be used for you as your memory of this journey. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me for another session of Soul Healing Journeying. It was a pleasure taking you with me on this journey. You're welcome to check my other meditations. They're all posted on my podcast. And I hope to see you again on my other journeys that I create. Thank you so much.